This is Unit 6 of Pimsleur's Korean 2.
다음 대화를 들어보세요.
제임슨 씨, 오늘 명동에 가요?
예, 1시에 가요.
차로 가요?
아니요, 버스로 가요. 같이 갈래요?
예, 같이 가고 싶어요. 명동에 갔었어요?
아니요, 아직요.
다시 들어보세요.
제임슨 씨, 오늘 명동에 가요?
예. 1시에 가요.
차로 가요?
아니요. 버스로 가요. 같이 갈래요?
예, 같이 가고 싶어요. 명동에 갔었어요?
아니요. 아직요.
How would someone ask you, "Excuse me, what's your name?"
실례지만 이름은요?
Say modestly that your name is Johnson.
존슨이라고 해요.
Say that you came from Chicago.
시카고에서 왔어요.
The woman asks, "How long are you going to stay in Korea?"
얼마 동안 한국에 있겠어요?
2 or 3 years.
말해보세요.
2년이나 3년요.
She says, "It's long, isn't it?"
기네요.
It's short.
말해보세요.
짧아요.
You think again and say, "It is long."
길어요.
Now you're talking with a friend. Tell her another colleague is coming.
동료가 한 사람 더 와요.
Your colleague's name is Jane. You want to say, "She is coming from Canada." Here's Canada.
듣고 따라하세요.
캐나다. 캐나다.
How would you say, "She is coming from Canada"?
캐나다에서 와요. 캐나다에서 와요.
Try to guess the word Canadian.
캐나다인. 캐나다인. 캐나다인.
As for Jane, she is Canadian.
말해보세요.
제인은 캐나다인이에요.
As for her husband, he's not coming.
남편은 안 와요.
They both like Korea.
둘 다 한국을 좋아하세요.
It's another day. You and your friend are planning to go to a coffee shop. I sometimes drink coffee.
말해보세요.
종종 커피를 마셔요.
Ask her, "Can we go on foot?"
걸어서 갈 수 있어요? 갈 수 있어요?
She says, "No, I can't go on foot."
아니요, 걸어서 갈 수 없어요. 없어요.
Now ask, "Shall we go by bus?"
버스로 갈래요?
She says, "As for the bus, it doesn't come often."
버스는 별로 안 와요.
She says that taxis are fast.
택시가 빨라요.
You want to say, of course taxis are fast. Here's of course.
듣고 따라하세요.
물론. 론. 론. 물론. 물론.
Say, of course.
물론.
Now say, of course taxis are fast.
물론 택시가 빨라요.
Another day, a colleague says, another colleague came.
동료가 한 사람 더 왔어요.
You ask, what's his name? His is understood.
이름은요?
Her colleague's name is Mr. Kim. Ask, as for Mr. Kim, is he Korean?
김 씨는 한국인이에요?
Your friend says he's Canadian.
캐나다인이에요.
Do you remember how to say we live in Seoul?
서울에 살아요. 살아요.
Here's how to say used to live or was living.
듣고 따라하세요.
살았어요. 살았어요.
He used to live in Toronto.
듣고 따라하세요.
토론토에서 살았어요. 토론토에서 살았어요.
Notice the word for in changes to
에서
when you stress the duration of the action, as in used to live. She wants to say, he used to live in Toronto for a long time. Here's for a long time.
듣고 따라하세요.
오랫동안. 동안. 오래. 오랫동안.
Say for a long time.
오랫동안.
How would she say, he used to live in Toronto for a long time?
오랫동안 토론토에서 살았어요.
Referring to him and his wife, you ask, are they both Canadian?
둘 다 캐나다인이에요?
They are, and she adds, of course they both like Korea.
물론 둘 다 한국을 좋아하세요.
How long is he going to stay in Korea?
물어보세요.
얼마 동안 한국에 있겠어요?
She says, for a long time. 3 years.
오랫동안 3년이요.
It's long, isn't it?
물어보세요.
기네요.
Now try to say, it's a little bit long, isn't it?
좀 기네요. 좀. 좀 기네요.
She says, no, it's short.
아니요, 짧아요.
Another day, you and your colleague are going to have lunch. She suggests, how about Samwon Garden?
Samwon Garden 어때요?
Yes, let's go.
말해보세요.
네, 갑시다.
Shall we go on foot?
물어보세요.
걸어서 갈래요?
She asks, how long are we going?
얼마 동안 가요?
She says, we can't go on foot for a long time.
오랫동안 걸어서 갈 수 없어요.
Let's go by bus.
버스로 갑시다.
You want to ask, where is the bus stop? The bus stop.
듣고 따라하세요.
버스 정류장. 정류장. 장. 류장. 정류장. 버스 정류장.
Now try to ask, where is the bus stop?
버스 정류장이 어디예요?
How would she say, the bus stop is over there?
버스 정류장이 저기예요.
Now you're at a restaurant. She tells you about her new colleague. She used to live in Korea for a long time.
오랫동안 한국에서 살았어요.
After lunch, you and your friend are going shopping. She says, I'm going to buy t-shirts. T-shirts.
듣고 따라하세요.
T-shirts. 셔츠. T. T-shirts.
How would she say, I'm going to buy t-shirts?
T-shirt를 사겠어요.
Try to guess how she would say, I'm going to buy red t-shirts.
붉은 티셔츠를 사겠어요.
Now here's white t-shirts.
듣고 따라하세요.
하얀 티셔츠. 하얀 티셔츠.
You've used
white
before for white. This is used only with certain English loan words, such as wine. Otherwise,
하얀
is used for white. Now say again, white t-shirts.
하얀 티셔츠. 하얀.
I'm going to buy white t-shirts.
하얀 티셔츠를 사겠어요.
Try to ask, for whom? Literally, who for?
누구에게요? 누구에게요?
She says, for my Canadian friend.
제 캐나다인 친구에게요. 제 캐나다인 친구에게요.
You want to ask, until when do the stores run?
듣고 따라하세요.
가게들이 언제까지 해요? 언제까지? 가게들이 언제까지 해요?
That's literally, stores, until when do. What part means until when?
언제까지? 언제까지?
And what part means just until?
까지. 까지.
How would she say until 7 o'clock?
7시까지. 7시까지요.
Until when do the stores run?
물어보세요.
가게들이언제까지해요?가게들이언제까지해요?
You've previously used
열렸어요
to say that the stores are open. Either expression is correct, but for now we'll use the new one. Ask again, until when do the stores run?
가게들이언제까지해요?
Ask someone where the bus stop is.
버스정류장이어디예요?
Another day, you ask your friend what she is going to do this weekend. She says, Of course, I'm going to buy white t-shirts.
물론 하얀 티셔츠를 사겠어요.
For whom?
물어보세요.
누구에게요? 누구에게요?
She says, for my Canadian friend.
제 캐나다인친구에게요.
You want to ask, after that, what are you going to do? Here's after that.
듣고따라하세요.
그후에후에그그후에
Say, after that.
그후에
Try to ask, after that, what are you going to do?
그후에뭘하시겠어요?
After that, won't you drink something?
물어보세요.
그후에뭘좀안마시겠어요? 그후에
She says, of course, I'd like to.
물론좋죠.
But she remembers she has another meeting. She says, I'm sorry, as for after that, I don't have time.
미안합니다. 그후에는시간이없어요.
So you ask, how about before that? Here's before that.
듣고따라하세요.
그전에전에그그전에
How would she say, how about before that?
그전에어때요? 그전에어때요?
전
means before. Do you remember how to say morning time?
오전오전
Here,
오
means noon. So that's literally noon before. Now she asks again, how about before that?
그전에어때요?
Yes, of course.
말해보세요.
예, 물론.
Until when do the stores run?
물어보세요.
가게들이언제까지해요?
She says, until 6 o'clock.
6시까지요.
Now at a cafe, you say to your friend, another colleague is coming.
동료가한사람더와요.
She asks if the colleague is Canadian.
동료가 캐나다인이에요?
Yes, he used to live in Toronto for a long time.
예, 오랫동안 토론토에서 살았어요.
Try to say, before that he was living in America.
그 전에 미국에서 살았어요. 그 전에 미국에서 살았어요.
Another day, you are going shopping with your friend. She asks, until when do the stores run?
가게들이 언제까지 해요?
You answer, until 6 o'clock.
6시까지요.
Ask her if she can go on foot.
걸어서 갈 수 있어요?
She says, we can't go on foot for a long time.
오랫동안 걸어서 갈 수 없어요.
Shall we go by bus?
버스로 갈래요?
Where is the bus stop?
물어보세요.
버스 정류장이 어디예요?
The bus stop is over there.
버스 정류장이 저기예요.
She changes her mind and says, "Let's go by car."
차로 갑시다.
Until when do the stores run?
물어보세요.
가게들이 언제까지 해요?
She says, until 7 o'clock.
7시까지요.
After that, won't you drink something?
물어보세요.
그 후에 뭘 좀 안 마시겠어요?
Now you're at a cafe with another friend, talking about cars. How would you say, I have a white car?
하얀 차가 있어요. 하얀 차가 있어요.
Before that, I had a red car.
듣고 따라하세요.
그 전에 붉은 차가 있었어요. 있었어요. 그 전에 붉은 차가 있었어요.
How do you say I had?
있었어요. 있었어요.
Before that, I had a red car.
말해보세요.
그 전에 붉은 차가 있었어요.
Now she says, for a long time I had a white car.
오랫동안 하얀 차가 있었어요.
Before that, I had a red car.
그 전에 붉은 차가 있었어요.
Now you'll have a conversation with a colleague. She says, let's go to Myeongdong.
명동에 갑시다.
Can we go on foot?
물어보세요.
걸어서 갈 수 있어요?
It's far, so she says, we can't go on foot.
걸어서 갈 수 없어요.
She says, the bus stop is over there.
버스 정류장이 저기예요.
She says, as for me, I'm going to buy white t-shirts.
저는 하얀 티셔츠 사겠어요.
She asks, until when do the stores run?
가게들이 언제까지 해요?
Answer, until 7 o'clock.
7시까지요.
After that, won't you drink something?
물어보세요.
그 후에 뭘 좀 안 마시겠어요?
She says, of course I'd like to.
물론 좋지요.
I sometimes drink coffee.
말해보세요.
종종 커피를 마셔요.
On the way, you tell her, I had a white car.
하얀 차가 있었어요.
Before that, I had a red car.
말해보세요.
그 전에 붉은 차가 있었어요.
I used to live in Chicago.
시카고에서 살았어요.
Now she says, I had a red car.
붉은 차가 있었어요.
At a coffee shop, you tell her, another colleague came.
동료가 한 사람 더 왔어요.
Your colleague is staying only a week. She says, that's short, isn't it?
짧네요.
Tell her, she used to live in Toronto for a long time.
오랫동안 토론토에서 살았어요.
Try to say, before that, she was living in America.
그 전에 미국에서 살았어요.
Referring to her and her husband, you say, they both like Korea.
둘 다 한국을 좋아하세요.
This is the end of Unit 6 and the end of today's lesson. Please continue with the next unit tomorrow.